If I'm to describe the process, I'll have to divide it into an account of two types of experience, the physical and the mental. I say divide because the two hardly ever merge while I'm writing. Seeming torpor in one area is usually matched by frantic activity in the other. I start a piece of writing, whether it's an entire book or a short article, on the hoof. I'll be running round doing something else entirely, at work, cleaning or cooking, sorting out my kids, and an idea will come. It might be a conversation, an image, a situation, a point in an argument, and I'll have to write it down. I have a notebook with me at all times for this eventuality, which I keep by my bed, as I've been burned too many times waking in the night with something vivid in my mind, thinking, I'll definitely remember this, no need to get up and wander round looking for a pen. And then the next day, nothing. This part of the process is thoroughly enjoyable, if a bit mystifying, as the images and ideas that appear to me often seem quite random. A conversation overheard in a cafe, an object I've seen in a museum, a memory from years ago. What I've learnt is not to agonise at this stage about exactly how it will all come together, to take notes and wait. After a while, when I'm looking through the notebook, a pattern will begin slowly to emerge, as Nabokov said, like a crossword, where there's a structure that already exists and I'm filling in the blanks. At this point, the physical activity, the going about doing other things, has to stop. Then I spend hours and hours immobile, except for my typing hands. On good days, I can sit at my desk and a whole day will pass like this. The sky will brighten, darken, and go black, without me realising. This is an ideal state for me. Too often, I'm interrupted. Not to say that I don't have to struggle sometimes to force myself to sit there, because, as I've said, if I'm not physically active, it's because my mind is working like the clappers as I wrestle a structure into shape, sweat over a scene, run back and forth over and over the manuscript. Only when I feel that I've arrived where I need to be at the end of that day, only then will I let myself get up from my desk and get moving.